You see, in our context, we don't call a group a church until it started another group. How many places in America wouldn't have the word church after it had to start another one before it could be one? We don't call a person a leader until they've trained another person to be a leader. You're just not a leader until you've training other leaders. See, CPM is about churches rapidly and regularly reproducing itself as a normal part of being and doing church. In fact, we say if you aren't reproducing, you're not a church. You're a Christian club. Churches by nature reproduce. Clubs don't. And so we build into our DNA from the very beginning that unless you're reproducing, you're not a church. You're just a group meeting to have fun together. Now, we've talked about the churches. I want to preempt some questions on that. The average size of our church is 64. Do you know what the average size of a church in North America is right now? 50s, average size. And you think about the 1,500 mega churches that are in that same average, you know we got a lot of tiny churches in North America. And that's prior to the house church movement system. So even then, it was still very, very small. We're losing ground, folks, in North America and around the world. Churches are losing ground. And part of it is because our DNA has turned churches into clubs instead of being churches. And we've got to come back to an understanding that leaders produce leaders. My first question I ask all of my leaders when I sit down with them to do an evaluation, or even if it's casual, my first question is always the same. Tell me about the people you're training personally. And if they're not training anyone personally, I'll fire them. I don't need people who aren't reproducing with me. We don't tolerate non-productivity because it's no big deal to spend a few hours every day sitting down with people or having people beside you as you're doing ministry and teaching them how to do it. It's easy. And that's just one of the principles that you move through. I've got people I'm mentoring every day. And I expect everyone who's on our team to be doing the same thing. And it's just unspoken until it needs to be spoken. And if it needs to be spoken, it's usually a bad time to hear it. So everybody knows what our expectation is. Leaders reproduce leaders. If a person is holding a leadership position and he's not reproducing leaders, he's not a leader, he's an administrator. Now, the gift of administration is part of biblical teaching. We need them. We just don't need administrators in leadership positions. We need leaders in leadership positions. Leaders reproduce leaders. Administrators produce paperwork. Okay? We got lots of paperwork, don't we? Don't need more paperwork. But we do need those leaders